Hello, dumplings. Welcome to Let's Get Ugly, the podcast where we dive deep into the latest beauty, wellness, and lifestyle secrets that aren't always pretty, but always real.
We're your co-hosts, Trishna and Disha.
The sister duo keeping it 100% authentic, really silly, and sassy all at the same time.
We are super silly and definitely sassy. So come join us, grab your favorite drink, and let's get ugly.
Anna, Ellie, welcome to Let's Get Ugly.
Thank you for having us.
We are so excited to talk to you. Not only are you best friends, but you're also the co-founders of Beam.
Yes, I mean, Beam is such an interesting concept and we can't wait to deep dive into this. But I think it's so fascinating to understand the concept behind rethinking how we do makeup and, you know, what a community moment looks like one look at a time. You guys have done pop-ups, product launches, and there's always been something for the go-to cool conscious glamour.
So I guess it'd be appropriate to start with, what gap did you see in the UK market that made you feel like Beam needed to start here?
I think when Ellie and I really were thinking about how the beauty industry was really at the time, you have department stores. Basically, everyone who was doing makeup at the time was Selfridges, at least London-based. You had Space NK, but not technically offering makeup services per se. So it was a lot of environments that were really intense, full of people, harsh lighting. We had people pushing product at you all the time. It wasn't a really nice environment to be in. And we really saw that there was a need for like a very personalized service. Not only personalized, but in an environment that was really safe, where people could come in with any sort of makeup query and we would be able to tailor to them, but also their skin type. So in department stores, for example, you'd have a specific counter. So let's say X brand with a specific counter. So it wasn't really tailored to sort of every kind of skin type or any kind of person or style. So with Ellie, we really wanted to have a space that really tailored to absolutely everyone with a curation of different brands, not just be brand specific. But also a like in-person experience. So with COVID and the beauty industry really having like a digital moment, we found that people were really craving that in-person experience. And a lot of the tutorials or TikTok, everything that's happening now in the world, it's very generalized and it's not like a one-to-one experience. And makeup is a personal thing at the end of the day. It's not going to suit everyone and everything. With like this one girl telling you to wear this one thing might not work for you as it might work for someone else. So I think it is very human to want to crave that one-to-one experience. So we really wanted to bring that like digital experience, but in person.
I think that's so interesting. I mean, I feel like that rings so true to everywhere in the world. Like you do have this department store mentality. And if it's not in a department store, like where does it go? Where does it fit? Which leads me so nicely into my next question, which is a story that we've heard off camera, but the audience I'm sure would love to hear about, which is how do you actually go from the transition to a pop-up space and pitching for something more permanent? Mm. And what was that journey like for you guys?
Yeah, we sort of went through various locations in London with pop-ups, and that was our plan, like to just carry on doing pop-ups throughout. But we realized that the consumer really wanted something steady and they wanted to come back. And it was just so important for us to find that like permanent space and retain those customers and those clients to come back and really like experience Beam and they wanted to feel a part of something, like a community. And that's, I think, also what Beam is about. It's like being a part of this like bigger community of just, yeah, interested people. And we also realized that like makeup is quite intimidating and like breaking down those barriers with people. That's what we found we've done like the best. The journey was quite, it was difficult to find that permanent location. But like when we did, like we just knew it was like dead set, like the right thing to do.
But it wasn't like you walked in and got it.
No. I mean, like, we actually interviewed a lot of people. Like, this is beginning stages. We went around Bristol, and because Ellie's Bristol, from Bristol. Ellie is Bristol. she is from Bristol. And so between Bristol and London, we basically, I even recruited my, like, friends to come with me. We were like with an iPad outside of Selfridges and Harrods and just would like go up to people and had a questionnaire. And we were asking them a lot of questions to kind of learn about like what people were missing within the beauty industry and what they were looking for. And a lot of the time they were saying how they would go to these counters and it's redeemable products. So they would get their makeup done. They would hate the way it would look. They would wipe everything off and they would just get their free product. So that was what the like makeup experience was. Or they'd have people that come to their house, ended up being really expensive, and they had no control over the product that was being used on them because they didn't know what the makeup artist that they booked, what products she used or he used. So with that, that's when we were like, okay, we're onto something here because there's clearly this gap in the market, as you were saying. And there is a need for a change in terms of makeup services. So our natural reaction was, yeah, we're going to launch a pop-up, test the concept, see how it goes. We actually didn't sell any product at the time. It was really just the service to see, because that is what Beam's main thing is, to see if it was something that, you know, consumers would be open to. And it just, yeah, our first pop-up was 3 months on the King's Road. It went really, really well. But naturally we saw that, like Ellie mentioned, we just had like, we built a loyal customer base and they just kept wanting to come back and wanted to buy products. We're like, okay, we're onto something here. And then that's then where we're at now.
Which is pretty interesting. I love that they did market research.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
old
that's
school.
It's so important. I think like if you're trying to launch a business and you really want it to work, you have to know what your consumer wants. Otherwise, it's not going to go the way that you want. And I feel like market research is something that often gets so undervalued. Because Completely. People don't realize mm-hmm. that they actually have to do it.
Yeah, we love to tell our students to do market research.
Yeah, all the old school way. Just go up to people and ask them questions. Yeah.
It actually formed like a lot of our business sort of like pillars and like values. We found that, which I was actually really amazed by, was that so many people said that like they were scared of makeup and intimidated by makeup and they'd never had their makeup professionally done or they had and they hated it. And also one of the other big factors was that people were looking for something more clean and sustainable and they were really concerned about the ingredients. And so, yeah, it did form a lot of what we've pulled into Beam now. And yeah.
I think it's really cool that you guys have moved it beyond just a service as well, because mm-hmm. I feel like the idea of building in the events and the partnerships that you guys have built in from the beginning. What do you think was that most pivotal moment in that process when it came to building out the relevant brand partnerships?
Well, I think even when we were building Beam, we always knew that we wanted to have like a community behind it and that it's not just about makeup. Because whenever someone asks what I do and I go, you know, I'm the co-founder of a makeup service, it just sounds so superficial. But at the end of the day, there's so much more to that because there is an empowerment that when it comes to makeup and with building a community around it. I think also in modern day now, if you have a brand, you need to have a community behind it. You need to have engaging experiences that make people feel part of your business. So we always knew with Ellie that we wanted to not just be a makeup service and not also just be a space where you can buy makeup, but create these really educative like lessons, masterclasses, and just bring people together and have fun. Like for us, the most important thing was just people to have fun with makeup because as Ellie mentioned, like it's intimidating for some people. And that's why also like the interiors of our space, like the team we've built, for us, it's making people feel safe and just have fun with it. Like before a night out, the fun part is getting ready with your friends. And that's literally the vibe that we wanted to create in our space. So it really came from a space of just collaborating with amazing brands, having fun and teaching people things.
Speaking of which, getting ready with your friends. I love that you guys are best friends. Can you tell us how this happened. How did you maintain your friendship over all these years and then decide we're going to start a business together?
Yeah, Anna and I have been friends for a long time, since we were, what, 15?
15,
yeah. So yeah, a long time. Yeah, it's been a journey. We are very, very, we obviously get along so well, but we are very different personalities. We like a lot of the same things, but we also, yeah, we just go about things differently. Our brains work very differently. But yeah, I think everyone was saying, you know, don't get into business with a friend. You know, like scaremongering that, you know, we're going to not be best friends tomorrow. But I think the reason why it works so well is that we like trust one another 100%. We also have like huge respect for one another. And I think also like the way our brains do work complement one another very well. Which I'm sure Anna will tell.
I mean, I always say like we're like the yin and yang. I always say she's like a mother, and I'm the child. No, but for real, no. When I met Ellie, like I think for me, like the most important thing in this, you know, business partnership, but friendship has been like I've always admired her, and I think you need to work if you're gonna get into a business with your best friend, you need to admire them. Like individually for what they've done in their careers before that, or just personally. And Ellie has been someone that since I met her, I looked up to. So she's taught me a lot. But on top of that, the way that she says that we're so different from each other, it's actually crazy how different we are from each other. And I think a lot of people are like you said, don't get into business with friends. But I do think that there's a value in getting into business with a best friend, because there's no bullshit. Like, she calls me out all the time when I'm not up to par. Like, we criticize each other and we take it. Like, there's no, it's almost like a sisterhood, like you two, you know? Like, you're in business together and you're sisters. Like, you understand what it is to, like, work with someone that you're so close to. Like, she's like a sister to me. And I do think that there is value to it if you see it from like a different perspective. Of course, like comes at a high risk because you're best friends. But I would have never gone into a business with Ellie if I didn't know like our, you know, foundations were strong enough to do that.
Because it is rare. Yeah. It is very rare
for friends to be in business or family that like, and they're actually like civil and able to work.
I mean, we just had a fight outside the door. I wish we were kidding, but I was literally going to slap her. But we're fine now.
We're good now. You also learn a lot. Like, you know, we were saying to each other actually on the way here how much we've learned from each other by being business partners apart from our friendship. Like, we've gotten to know each other on such a different level. Yeah. Because, yeah, when we were friends, it's like you don't do the things, obviously, we do now, or you don't put yourself in very stressful situations how we do now, and you have to manage them, or, you know, and we both work in such different ways. Mm. So I think also knowing that I have someone that I trust and love dearly that has my back when shit hits the fan, which it does when you're a new business constantly, like, what else can I ask for?
Yeah,
sweet. Yeah, you really understand how one another cope with certain situations. And like, yeah, I think I know Anna on a much deeper level now. And I've actually learned, you know, I've learned a lot myself as well from working with
different people.
Just like how people. One another works. And it's been a really good experience. Yeah. But I also think you have to be like 100% honest with one another. Mm-hmm. I think if you're holding anything back, it can be quite problematic. And yeah, I think that's the main thing. Like, just be honest and upfront and yeah, take it on the chin and move on.
Yeah,
that's really nice. I mean, with you guys, because you guys keep saying you have such different brains. Mm, and I was like, we know Anna. We're just getting to know you, Ellie. So we're like, we can guess what it is. But for the kind of audience, how would you describe it? Like, what kind of roles do you guys take on? Because as a founder, you have so much. As a co-founder, you obviously have even more, arguably. So how do you guys split it up? And what do you guys take care of? And what's the brains like, basically?
Yeah. So our roles cross a little bit because we're actually both quite creative at heart. So we do sort of collaborate in that aspect, but I would say I'm probably a little bit more logical. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say like Ellie's very future oriented, which is amazing because like she's strategy, like planning. She's type A. I am not. I'm like in the present. I'm like, what am I doing tomorrow kind of thing. And so I think in that sense, naturally, it's sort of, yeah, Ellie's fallen into the more the operations and strategy side of the business. And I'm more of like client front facing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's more to it.
Yeah, I think, Anna is like incredible at really just being that sort of like front facing, like sociable sale, like just sells Beam like really, really well. And yeah, I tend to be like hiding behind the scenes. But no, like it just works pretty well. Like we both just bounce off one another. And then I think because we're both are creative at heart, like we can then come together and like that sort of flourishes really well.
But like Ellie will be the kind of like, I'll be the kind of person, which is also the patience that you have with me, which is incredible, by the way. I'll like bombard her with messages of like ideas and things. And I'm like, oh my God, we need to do this. Oh my God, we need to do this. And Ellie's like, Anna, there is a plan. Stop basically bombarding things at me. So I think, yeah, there's where you can see our sort of like personality types. I'm a bit more of like an anxious person.
We all have one of those. Yeah. We all have one of those.
Who are you referring to there?
Definitely not me, but I also, we just, it's so interesting because when you have two people, you definitely do weigh up like strengths and weaknesses, yeah. And you do this and I do that. So we don't send me to events because sometimes I say the wrong thing or then tell people, hey, I'm not here. My sister couldn't make it. So I'm here by myself and I'm going to say the wrong thing. It's always a good way to start. And then like, I like to make like dad jokes and be funny and that's not always appropriate. So
I can see now who would be who.
Yeah. We all have an Anna and Ellie.
Yeah, we do.
And there is always going to be that overlap. What star sign are you guys?
I'm Pisces.
Okay.
I'm Gemini.
Interesting.
Oh, God.
Pisces. Yeah. No, but you know when we actually, as well, when we were starting Beam, we did a vision board and we both wrote down what we thought each other's strengths were and what we thought each other's weaknesses were. Mm. And then separately, we wrote what I thought my strengths were personally, what my weaknesses were, and she did the same. And then we kind of compared and see and saw, okay, where do we overlap in things? Mm. Is what you believe in yourself the same as Ellie sees in me and things like this? And then also we did what areas of the business do you feel like you're more skilled to do? And then we sort of kind of adjusted our roles based on that. And it was such an amazing exercise to do as well, because you don't want to, obviously as a startup, you have to have many hats and do a million things. And sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do or you're not good at, but you learn. But I think what's been really cool with Ellie is that we've both sort of been like, I don't feel particularly great at doing this. But Ellie's like, well, I love doing this, actually. And then it just kind of, worked itself out.
Played pretty well.
Yeah. Because we have different personalities. Yeah. So, like, we like different things.
That is the key.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I mean, I love this and I love the like vibe that you guys have, and that kind of resonates really true to like the independent nature of Beam. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about the idea that you guys had about bringing brands into the UK or wherever you're based? Because the UK is obviously the starting point, but I'm sure the adventures will be phenomenal and global at some point. So how do you guys make that decision of curating and having these indie brands stocked in store? And can you tell us a little bit about like your selection process, and where do you find these brands? Did the brands find you? What's your vetting like?
Yeah. Well, at the beginning, like I mentioned in the pop-up, we actually didn't sell any product. It was really about the service. And then very quickly we realized that, okay, no, we need to have brands on board and actually sell, because 95% of the people were wanting to buy what was being used in their service. And so then with Ellie, we were like, okay, how are we going to differentiate ourselves from like the big shots like Sephora and the Space NKs? And we quickly realized that there was all these incredible independent niche brands that don't have the opportunity to have a retail space because of these huge, you know, retail, and so hard to get into them in and of itself. And for a small brand as well, their minimum orders are like huge. They don't have the amount of stock. So we really quickly realized that we had an opportunity to represent independent brands, not just UK based, but like from all over the world. And there's so many incredible brands that it, like you asked about the selection process, but weirdly enough, neither Ellie or I come from a beauty background, even though we're co-founders of Beam. And so we really relied on our makeup artists. And for us, our makeup artists are, if anything, the driving force of Beam. They're the creatives, they're the driving force. And so we really counted on them to help us find brands, not only that, but test them, make sure they work, that they're high quality. So it's really been a mix of things. So it's been us reaching out to brands, our makeup artists recommending us brands, and then brands reaching out to us. So it's really been, I would say those are the ways we've really acquired brands. And then for us, the most important thing is that they have to have sustainable qualities to them. So minimum, they have to be cruelty-free, naturally. But we really look for like vegan and clean brands. We see more and more in like the customer purchase behavior. They're coming in with like the Yuka app and all these scanning. They scan barcodes and they're looking at how, you know, that used to be a huge thing in the food industry, but now it's like taking the beauty industry by storm. And so we really saw, even when we interviewed people, like Ellie said, like everyone was looking for more conscious brands and they didn't know where to look. And there's a difference between those like websites where they showcase a lot of independent brands and stuff, but you need to feel them, you need to try them, you need to have someone put it on you. So I think that's where we're different. So we've had a lot of people, even someone today came in and said, I keep seeing these brands on Instagram, or a friend told me about these brands, but I've never had the chance to actually try them in person. So Beam's become a place where these independent brands get a chance to actually have a retail presence. And not only that, we're a service, so they get to have their products actually put on people.
And also, we've sort of, well, with our team of makeup artists, we've been able to curate the selection of products. So whether that be, we don't usually take all of the collection from every brand, but they'll be selected. And so that we can try and tailor for like every single skin type or every type of person, and make sure that there's like a different, for example, like if there's a foundation, there's something that suits more oily skin and there's something that suits more dry skin, so that there is something for everyone, because not like one product suits everyone. And that's been like a big factor in trying to curate. We've only got so much space in the store, and how we sort of tailor that for everyone.
Yeah, and personalize the service. When we interviewed people, we found that because they're going to department stores, it'll be one brand, but it might be that foundation doesn't suit your skin type, but they're getting their makeup done there and they're trying to sell you that because they want to get that commission. So for us, it was really, really important to have a huge is a stretch, but like a wide selection of brands that are tailored to basically every single skin type, style. Like you might want glowy, you might want matte. So it really be a personalized service and not about pushing brands in your face. And it's really about making you feel good.
Sounds meaningful, to be honest. I think that's what's missing.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I think it's really interesting that you guys didn't have a background in beauty before, but you could really see that need. Because I feel like with beauty, it's about the experience, and you just have to be on the other side of the counter or the other side of the experience to understand what it can do for your self-confidence. So I think that's what's really exciting about it too, because you can see someone's whole life transform really when it comes to putting on the right products.
Yeah, we've had some really, really, I would say, beautiful moments with some clients who've come in. And like, again, as I say, some people might see makeup as like a superficial thing, but it can actually do so much for people. It is a form of self-care for us. Like it does give you confidence, and that's also where the name Beam comes from. So when we were thinking about a business name, we were like, what do we want people to feel when they leave? They leave our business. And Beam was really like a ray of light and just feeling confident within oneself. And so that's really what we want people to feel when they come and get their makeup done with us.
Mm. Was there a community moment or collaboration that you guys have felt was like a milestone where everything just kind of clicked and made sense? Is there like a story of like when you guys first started to do these community bonding events where you kind of, yeah, felt like I clicked?
I mean, there's been quite a few moments, but yeah. I think Anna can speak for the more recent event that we held with Stylist Magazine.
Yeah. It's weird because I feel like we still can't quite realize what's happening. I don't know how to explain. Yeah. I mean, it's been 8 months, so it's still very new. But sometimes we have to be like, whoa, that was awesome. Like when people come up to us and say something, we're like, this is exactly why we're doing this for. We had a masterclass that we hosted for Stylist Magazine, but it wasn't because it was Stylist Magazine that I was like, this was an incredible, like, of course, amazing that it was Stylist Magazine, but it was just the vibes of the people. Like, everyone came alone. There was 30 people. They came alone, ended up becoming friends with each other. Everyone was so engaged, taking notes. And then after just people coming up to the makeup artist who hosted the masterclass being like, that was amazing. I can't wait to, like, I've learned so much. And then we had incredible feedback after from people directly. It just was kind of encapsulated exactly the energy that we want for these community events. Just everyone becoming friends with each other, by the way. They had so much fun. Lots of Prosecco was drank. And learning and taking notes. And yeah, it was kind of just exactly what we had dreamt of.
It's so rare.
Yeah, it really is. And it's so exciting to see, especially because London is great, but also can feel very isolating as well. So when you end up in like event scenarios, sometimes it's like, oh God, I'm here alone and there's no one to talk to.
And most of the time, Disha is alone.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
Can't take you anywhere.
But yeah, I mean, that does sound cool. The idea that people are so engaged and like, I guess also we get a lot of like device overstimulation at this point as well. So the fact that people were focusing is a miracle in itself.
I was telling Ellie today, actually, we had one of our clients come in. She goes, oh my God, I'm going on holiday. I need my SPF. And I was like, sure. She's like, I'll be there in a couple of minutes. She arrives. She stayed an hour and a half. We have a little lounge area in the back. She just was telling me about her life. We were talking about like ex-boyfriends. We were just like, that does not happen. And so when she goes, I tell everyone about Beam because honestly, every time I'm in here, I just feel like I can talk to you guys about anything. I have friends, like I've become friends with you guys. And it was such a special thing because she had come in only twice for a makeup service. I barely had spoken to her, you know? And then she comes in and feels safe enough to open to me about her like life. We talked about very deep things. And then at the end, she almost forgot she was here for the SPF. And then all of a sudden she's like, I forgot about my SPF. I'm like, have a good holiday. And then all of a sudden I'm like, it's been an hour and a half. And I think it speaks a lot about the sort of, yeah, vibe that we've created and the energy within the girls as well. Because also a makeup artist touch, getting your makeup done is so intense because it's someone touching your face. Like a stranger is literally this close to your face. It can feel a bit like therapy to some people. Yeah. Because you feel super vulnerable. You're exposing yourself. There's someone literally touching your face. And so a lot of the time, like our makeup artists say, like we do feel like therapists sometimes because like people will come out with their darkest secrets. Mm-hmm. And I'm there listening. Keeping everything on track. I know all the Belgravia secrets.
Yeah, it's like going to a hairdresser's, like it's
they know everything.
They become the therapist and it becomes a safe space and anything goes and it's absolutely fine. And you want to stay as long as possible.
Totally. But I think that kind of experience also keeps people from coming to you guys again and again because they can feel so open and honest and vulnerable in a space where they're transforming themselves in different ways.
100%. No, it's been really lovely to see how, like, our customer feedback really. I think there's nothing better than when you start a business and then you actually mark someone's life, even if it's in a way that sounds, you know, not as important. But for us, it's like, we did this. Like, we had a client who came in, she just did a 1 hour Discover session and she went off to a wedding. She did her own makeup, then basically came back to us and said that she's never felt so confident about doing her own makeup and that she got a million compliments that night. And everyone was asking her where she had gotten her makeup done. She said, I did it myself. Like, for us, that's like, that's just
perfection.
Great.
Yeah, fair enough. Are there any, considering actually you guys don't come from a beauty background, but now you're immersed in beauty. Are there any shifts or trends that you're genuinely excited about, that you're like noticing? Any like of the makeup artists spill any tea about like what they're trending or what they're doing?
I guess actually in a way, Anna and I probably don't follow that like too many trends. I guess we're a little bit like traditional in that sense, a bit old school. We tend to like not like, yeah, look at trends too much, but you know, we look at like other brands that inspire us in other ways, like whether it's like community building or building experiences. And I think we find that there's a trend in the sense of people wanting to engage in in-person experiences more. And that comes with, you know, us building out events and actually, you know, really being hospitable to like perfecting the Beam experience. But otherwise, I guess, I mean, you'll know more, but from a client perspective, it's everyone's just sort of wanting that like summer glow.
Simple, natural
summer glow at the moment in terms of people coming into store. But no, there's definitely like brands that we like look up to and aspire to and get inspiration from in terms of like where we want Beam to be.
It's funny because also majority of the people that come into Beam, which clearly is trending, is that makeup, no makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Natural, glowy, blushy. And then occasionally we'll get someone that comes in and they're like, we want a sparkly eye or we want color. And we're like, oh my God, finally. You know, I'm like, I'm tired of the natural glowy. Give me more bold colors. But yeah, I think, we don't really follow trends per se. We just kind of listen to what the customers want. And it seems to be like a very natural makeup. Yeah,
I like that.
The Hailey Bieber effect taking over.
Yeah. We actually had someone come for Halloween.
And we'd had that.
Can I look like Hailey Bieber?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She actually really looked like her.
She did. But again, it's like we always say, you know, there's no like one size fits all. Like it's whatever you want to be on the day, like you can do.
You do you.
Yeah. We're here to do whatever. whatever's on trend for them, they can have.
Amazing. Well, now we're on to like our rapid fire beauty wrap up questions.
Oh dear.
All right. Before you go, these are the questions that we ask every guest. Are
okay.
You
ready?
So both of you have to answer, by the way.
Okay.
What's one beauty rule you love breaking?
So I will say there is this consensus about anti-aging constantly. Like women cannot age. So currently, I am refusing to follow any sort of anti-aging things. I think it's actually quite cool to age and let it be. Let your be. But also sometimes I don't wash my face in the morning with face wash, which some people would find very criminal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. How about you, Ellie?
That's quite a difficult question. I would say, I think, it's maybe a slightly different angle, but I think probably as a founder of a beauty brand, everyone would expect me to be fully beautified. whereas actually I'm just very, very laid back with my beauty routine as a whole. Super simple. I rarely wear makeup. Like I wear makeup, or if I do wear makeup, it's always really simple. And I do try and wear SPF all the time, but I'm not the best at it. And I just want to be tanned. Looks better. No, everyone should wear SPF.
Really, yes, everyone, please wear SPF.
Okay, if you could give your younger self one piece of beauty advice, what would it be?
I think I was probably too focused on makeup as a younger self and not so much skincare. Like, I didn't really do anything with my skin. And I feel like I should have probably paid more attention to my skincare than makeup at such a young age. Maybe.
I think I probably would have just been like, have more fun with it.
You're like, wear more makeup.
You age quicker than you think.
The years go by too fast. So yeah, have fun.
Just have more fun.
Have fun with it.
Yeah. Love that.
The responses are so contrasting. Like, maybe skincare. Maybe have fun. Like, I love it.
Wear more makeup. Don't wear makeup. It's quite funny. I feel like we're getting an insight into what a beam meeting is like. Yeah. Just with you two before you talk to everybody else.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
What's a beauty moment, good or bad, that you'll never forget? And this can be on yourself or if you can, like, or someone else. I don't mind. Usually I say try and think of yourself, but I'm feeling nice today.
I think we both have the same one, to be honest.
Do we?
Is it me doing your wedding day?
That's true. I do have another one, though, for someone else. But
I thought I would be the most, me doing your makeup would be the most important
that
one.
Is, it is. That is the most important.
What other one do you have?
It was more of a beam beauty moment rather than...
Go on.
When we had a client come into our first pop-up and... She had, like, an incredible experience, but sadly,
yes,
also had a bad experience because she had a rosacea flare-up. And what we didn't realise at the time, because we just saw this happening in front of us and we were so obviously concerned.
Oh, that we're cancelled.
Yeah, we're like, we're done.
She's having an allergy, like, to something that we're using, we're cancelled.
Yeah. But then it turned out that actually she had had like the most stressful week, some serious like personal issues, and she just sort of, it just all came out like within that one appointment. And then at the same time, in the same space of time, said, this has been like the highlight of my week and you've just made my whole day. Like, it's just
She was like, it wasn't you, it was just it's me, I'm having like a really hard time and I felt just so comfortable here that it just all came out.
Aww.
Which was it was a very
thanks
it was also a moment where like
it was a very,
I was in the
weird
back
moment
calling, like a skin consultant being like, what do we do, having an allergic reaction. So that's what I thought. It just turned out that she just felt so sort of comfortable and it all just kind of came out in that moment. But on her wedding day, Ellie's sister was on a cliff, okay, mind you, very stressful to do someone's makeup for their wedding. Also, I'm not a makeup artist, very key to say here, but Ellie was like, I want you to do my makeup. I was like, okay. And then on the day of her wedding, her sister's basically falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
And I had like 10 minutes to get Ellie ready for her wedding.
Yeah, my sister was due to do my hair for the wedding and was driving to me and veered her vehicle off a cliff edge. This is in Greece. And so I didn't have a hairstylist, so I was more obviously concerned about my sister falling off the edge of a cliff. And then Anna had about 10 minutes, I think, in the end to do my makeup. So it was like just a complete whirlwind of a
beauty moment.
Beauty moment, yeah.
And then I ripped my dress and bled all over it. So that was also cool.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Wow. So it was a disaster.
Yeah. But a good one.
But we had the best time.
Yeah. And she got off the cliff.
She was fine.
She was fine.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Yeah, that's intense. But I think that's what's cool, because at the end of the day, you guys have these moments and you've really showcased us a glimpse into what that is. For sure. I'm like sweating. I laughed, had anxiety about the rosacea. Like, it's been a journey. And I think that's something that just kind of is is cool. It's really cool about you guys, honestly.
Thank you.
We've had so much fun with you guys. Thanks for getting ugly with us and spilling all the tea.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And that's a wrap.